Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The town of Norwood is about to get a taste of Hollywood as a new movie starring Mark Wahlberg will be shot in town starting today. The movie, called Ted, is a story centered on a man and his rather foul-mouthed teddy bear who comes to life as the result of a childhood wish. This new film caps a banner year, as movies filmed in Massachusetts have been nominated for 16 Oscars at the Academy Awards this Sunday night. While the big screen exposure is something to celebrate, some people worry the state's film boom has passed its peak. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Not one, but two films shot in Massachusetts are up for Best Picture. The Fighter, set in Lowell, and The Social Network, also known as the Facebook movie, at Harvard.
The site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours.
22,000.
Social Network will, I would imagine, will at least get a screenplay award and could very well pick up a number of other awards. Personally, I thought it was the best film of the year.
Dan Kimmel is the Boston correspondent for the trade publication Variety.
I love the fact that really good movies are being made in Massachusetts.
But not the way they used to be. Fact is, The Social Network and The Fighter were filmed here 2 years ago, along with about a half dozen other movies. But business has slowed since that film boomlet, and people in the local film industry have been struggling with the dip. Douglas Bowen Flynn, president of the Screen Actor Guild's Boston branch, says his union's membership grew by 30% in 2 years. But now, a lot of actors, especially extras, are hurting.
To lose that work costs many of them their health care benefits, costs them their pension credits, and some of our members were rather desperate about it.
And why has film production dropped off in Massachusetts? Well, there's the recession, for one. Another explanation could be Hollywood studios are downsizing and making fewer films. But a lot of people here in Massachusetts, including actor Bowen Flynn, blame Governor Patrick's failed attempt to cap the state's 25% film tax credit, which would have limited the pool of money available for film productions.
And essentially, you know, the work that we lost last year was just based on the saber rattling, and the attacks on the film instead were soundly defeated.
The generous tax incentive caused a firestorm in the face of the state's budget crisis. It gives producers 25 cents back on every dollar spent, and critics, including the Massachusetts Department of Revenue, questioned its worth. Bowen Flynn says it spooked Hollywood.
Just the idea that they could go away or that they were under attack was enough to chase away the film industry.
40 other states offer film tax credits, so competition is fierce. And changes are underway to bring movie makers back to Massachusetts. The state's film office is being restructured. Nick Paleologos, who led efforts to woo major studios, was let go. The film office used to be independent. Now it's part of the state's Office of Travel and Tourism.
The idea was that this really is a legitimate economic development force within the Commonwealth, and so it should be a part of state government.
John Dukakis, a vice president at the advertising firm Hill Holliday, now chairs an advisory committee for the newly configured film office. This month, he and an entourage flew to Los Angeles to meet with executives from major studios.
Certainly the fact that we're this close to the award season was not a coincidence. There's a lot of chatter about Massachusetts as a result of that. So we really went to capitalize on that timing.
Dukakis refers to the trip as a trade mission, where he, State Economic Chief Secretary Bialecki, and union reps made a sales pitch for Massachusetts.
We went out to reassure them, first and foremost. So the secretary talked at length about the tax credit, how it works, and really the most important message being it's not going to change. They can rely on that.
I think the idea of marketing the industry is probably an overblown notion.
Sam Wiseman is a 30-year industry veteran and chairs the Massachusetts Sports and Entertainment Commission. It used to oversee the film office.
I just don't know that with reduced resources on our state level, whether or not we're going to be able to compete for that business. By the same token, we have great resources here and we have great looks and we have a great tax credit. So I think on that level, what we have speaks for itself.
Wiseman helped the push to adopt the state's tax credit law in 2006, so he hopes the film business can pick up again. Landing a television show here could help, he says. Variety's Dan Kimmel agrees.
The fact is, you know, people go to the movies, they see these Massachusetts locations. It is a commercial for the state. Look how many people are still going to Cheers, you know, the Bull and Finch, years after the show left the air. So having Massachusetts out there on TV in the movies, it's win-win.
And who knows what winning a few gold statues this Sunday might do for the Massachusetts film industry. Regardless, it will be fun to see our local towns celebrated in Tinseltown. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Mickey Ward is 31 years old. He's here because he needs the money.
Look at the size of that guy. He's got 20 pounds on me, Dickie.
You don't fight, nobody gets paid.
I'm quitting, Shelley. I'm done fighting. I don't need it anymore.
It's sad that you let them take it away from you.
I was embarrassed. I told everybody I was going to win that fight and get back on track. I'm sick of being a disappointment.
Look, Mick, nobody's got heart like you. You're a very talented fighter. I want to give you a real shot. Make one last run at this thing before it's too late.
What about my brother? He's taught me everything I know. I can't do it without him.
With all due respect, he's too much trouble.
Dickie, get on the ground right now!
He's a fighter! Break his hand!
Mick, I was doing it for you.
You did it for me? What,
yes?
Do me a favor, don't do nothing for me no more, okay?